This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Oh, wow. No big open. We're just starting. We're starting soaked in Boston Celtic tears. Championship pedigree of the Celtics. The only one you've won in our lifetimes is Kendrick Perkins, and he's picking them boys. At ISO Joe JR writes in, give us our rant today, fatty. No rant, just because of at ISO Joe JR calling me fatty. Take it up with him. I just got a text from Stan Van Gundy.
What?
Stan Van Gundy is picking your Miami Heat.
Yeah!
He's got the Heat to beat the Lakers because the Lakers have played only subpar defensive teams in the playoffs, and that's not what they're getting now. Two young superstars, New York. Welcome to another decade of irrelevance. The best game of Bam Adebayo's life when it mattered most. An anonymous scout said that he and Tice were the same guy. Bam decided when Boston season on the line, I'm going to be Giannis. I'm going to cave in your defense from half court. Jason Tatum, so many shots. So many shots that didn't go in. Marcus Smart, so many shots. So many shots that didn't go in. Kuzma, Tyler stole your girl. Did you drink Boston tears last night, Mike? Did you drink up some Boston tears on the post game?
Of course,
Boston
he did.
Celtics shows. Did you call all? Who'd they fire? Who'd they get rid of? How'd they feel about Marcus Smart taking 22 shots to decide their season?
You'll be surprised, but it's not really the Heat winning this so much as Boston losing it. No respect for the Miami Heat. I had one ear on WEI, had another ear on SportsCenter, had another ear on Sun Sports watching the Heat celebration. Dan, 6 years after he left,
you're winded from dancing.
The Miami Heat are taking on LeBron James in the NBA Finals.
You're really winded.
Well, he was dancing. There was dancing. If you weren't watching on ESPN News, this series has a bunch of different storylines. It's not just LeBron James and Miami. You got to remember that Pat Riley's history comes through Los Angeles, made the Showtime Lakers matter. Ended up trading for Shaq after being, you know, at a heavily influenced by wine dinner with Lakers brass where he was talking about becoming the Lakers coach. Leaving the Miami Heat as an executive to go back to the Lakers and coach is what Pat Riley was talking to him about, and instead he left with Shaquille O'Neal.
And perhaps the most important storyline, Dion Waiters is guaranteed a championship ring.
That's right. Dion Waiters, who's one of his last acts as a member of the Miami Heat was to spasm and did he pass out? He passed out on a team flight from a marijuana gummy that had to be super potent given how potent did that marijuana gummy have to be for Dion Waiters specifically after a lifetime in the NBA to be impacted by it.
Sometimes they tell you only take half. You end up taking the whole thing. I heard this from a friend, and it turns out to be way too much, and you're curled up in the fetal position on your floor. I mean, listen, that's what my friend told me. That was his experience. So.
That voice you hear is Stugatz coming off what may be the best weekend of his life. The greatest professional achievement, yes. Which one felt better, being on College Game Day as the celebrity picker or being on the stage with Jorge Masvidal as he was at the weigh-in for his baddest MF-er fight?
Masvidal third in terms of all-time weekends, all-time days in my life. Masvidal third, the birth of my children second, and game day first. And that's it.
Okay, he did not, even though it was an important day, did not bother to shave for some reason. No. And also, Rhys Davis has said to Stugatz, that he is welcome back anytime.
Yeah.
Stugatz just read that text to me and then said right afterward, I don't believe that that's sincere. I don't believe because I'll see you Saturday, right?
I'll see you every Saturday.
Right? I'll see you Saturday. Let's do college game day in the middle of not college football season. Whenever it is that you want to do it, I'll just come to your house, Reese, and we'll pretend to do college game day. So Stugatz made a bunch of picks. We do not know yet how he did on his picks. We know one of them went famously wrong because Mississippi State, I believe Stugatz said that LSU's backups could beat Mississippi State. Now you've enraged Mike Leach's team.
I did say that. The Rebel Nation is very upset with me. Mike has told me that that has gone viral. They're upset with me. I stand by what I say. I was wrong.
Did you just call them the Rebel Nation?
Oops.
Why? What are they?
Oh, no.
Reese, I'll see you on Saturday.
No.
Not only did you not call them by their name, I think you confused them with their rivals.
Their rivals. Oh, you did confuse them with their rivals.
Terrible job. That's why I'm the college football expert. They asked me to be on that show, and it's why Reese has welcomed me back anytime.
All right. Let's listen to Stugatz here. It's Stugatz interrupting or talking over Reese Davis?
Yeah, Pitt didn't look great against Syracuse. Louisville's played a very good team in Miami. I think Louisville beats up Pitt pretty good today. Coach, who do you have in this game here?
Oh, Louisville shuts out Pitt in an upset. Watch him. It's a good game for Louisville. Nice going, Stugatz.
We got NC State and Virginia Tech.
Coach loves my pigs. This is a dream come true.
Hey, Stugatz, you got to let me back in here. NC State and Virginia Tech.
Stugatz not accounting for any of the Zoom delays, nothing.
It seemed there. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and Reese should know better. It seems like Coach was throwing it back to me for a little comment and then back to Reese. I mean, I was just trying to, you know, I was trying to answer Coach's question.
With all the remote broadcasts, so we're very clearly moving around the horn, but you couldn't help yourself because you got a compliment from the coach.
I did. It was such. Listen, being able to throw it up to the coach, take it from Kirk, have Kirk say my name, have A-Rod mock me and say my name. I'm telling you, it was a dream come true. I appreciate everyone at College Game Day for asking me, having the confidence in me to do it, I think, because they were out of options, but also for just making me feel welcome. Reese Davis is the absolute best. He is so professional in ways that I'll never be. And I respect the hell out of him for it.
Congratulations, Reese. I'm sure that's very high up on your list of professional compliments.
So good.
That Stugatz doesn't merely respect you, but he respects the hell right out of you. So yeah. If you had some hell in you, Stugatz respects you so much that it is coming out. J-Lo was the first choice. There was a bit of a mad scramble. It went from Bill Murray to Chris Paul to Stugatz. That's the pandemic right there.
Trust me, they were not aiming that high.
that right there is the pandemic. When you go Bill Russell, Chris Paul, Stugatz, how many people fell through? Not that we care.
I think you had Bill Russell.
I'm sorry. Yes, Bill Murray. I'm sorry. I've got the Celtics in the brain.
That's a fine.
Bill Russell has played in 14.9% of all the finals played.
J-Lo was the first ask. The Miami Heat.
Ask, he said.
Miami Heat were the second ask. Yeah. Not one player from the Miami
Heat. Just anybody?
They went through all the members of the Miami Heat, but they lost the previous game, so they didn't like the optics of that. And in a desperate turn, Stugatz was there, albeit on a bit of a delay.
Billy, are you enraged that they didn't ask for any of your playoff-bound Miami Marlins? Don Mattingly would have been a good celebrity picker. Unfortunately, Stugatz is a bigger celebrity than any of the other Marlins.
Donnie Football.
Thank you, Billy. Stugatz, tell the people about what we got going on here. We will be drinking up some Boston Tears today. Also, Tyler Hero going to join us at 11:30 Eastern. Want to thank the Miami Heat for allowing me in this very busy sports time. There was a finals appearance on the line while Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees were throwing the ball all over the place last night. Tonight, it's Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson was being interviewed by Lewis Riddick. Lewis Riddick asked an easy question about how much of your game do you steal from Patrick Mahomes? You obviously must steal some parts. Everybody steals from everyone else. And his response was, nah. Nah. So that you get that tonight. But the reason I want to thank the Miami Heat is specifically because I don't have to publicly eat it yet on Josh Allen. I could just skip right past it.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he has thrown like...
he's the MVP so far.
No, well, he's not. I mean, because Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers have been very good. But he's making them look like the third best team in the AFC. And this, after, you know, thinking last year that he was reckless and made bad decisions and was inaccurate, those things through three games seem to be corrected. But more than that, this is at P. Schrags on Twitter. Josh Allen last 14 games, 33 touchdowns, three interceptions. Three interceptions. Like, what surprised me most about him, beyond like how obviously strong he is, there was a play yesterday where he got called for a face mask while breaking three tackles, including Aaron Donald.
Right.
Beyond how strong he is, the thing that has really surprised me is he just seems a hell of a lot more accurate than he was last year. And I didn't think that that's a thing that would be corrected that fast. Like Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray and Patrick Mahomes have all improved on their accuracy, but their starting point on accuracy was also very high. Josh Allen's was not. And so, anyways, I get to move on and just talk about the Miami Heat.
It's been a huge leap, and we'll see if it continues. It's only three games, but he was 58.8% last year, Josh Allen, and 71.1% through three games this year. So,
I mean, I'm telling you, Stugat, I'm not used to seeing a quarterback while going backwards, breaking three tackles from people who have them in his sights, and then face masking one of them, and one of them being Aaron Donald. Like, that's not... He's hard to bring down. He's big and physical, and now he is accurate. But all those things also describe Bam Adebayo last night. And if you were watching that game, every time just about, right? Because the Lakers were a monster favorite with Shaq and Kobe when they faced the Chauncey Billups Detroit Pistons. And in talking to Jeff Perlman, the author of that book about Shaq and Kobe, we did a South Beach session with him that'll be out here at some point during the finals, he was saying that the Laker locker room was furious and never forgave Kobe for going out there against Detroit and trying to shoot everything because he wanted to win finals MVP. And Kobe Bryant just went out there, according to Jeff Perlman's reporting in a new book, to win finals MVP and just shot and shot and shot. And that's the only time that we have seen that kind of upset in our lifetime in basketball, where a team has the two best players on the floor and they get beaten by Chauncey Billups. Not even, you know, LeBron and Bosh and Wade getting beaten by Dirk. Like, you could have made an argument at some point in there somewhere that Dirk was one of the better players from among that group. But usually if you have the two best players, and I'm sure this is what's happening nationally, it has to be what's happening nationally, where everyone's just assuming, well, the Lakers have rolled, and they're not paying attention to the fact that those are three bad defensive teams that they rolled over.
Right.
And Miami is not a bad defensive team. And furthermore, Miami got its offense off against Milwaukee and Boston. Those are elite defensive teams, Stugatz. And last night, it was Bam Adebayo dribbling in from half court, and we'll talk to Tyler Hero about this, but that is not something that Miami has shown. That, like, in game six, to break the Celtics over your knee while Jason Tatum is taking a million shots from the outside, not being aggressive and not doing anything against Jay Crowder, like nothing. When Jay Crowder was guarding Jason Tatum, he had 2 points. The rest of the game, he scored on everything else he scored was on everybody else. But what there had been Bam Adebayo dribbling, handling the ball, bringing it up half court. Miami's been doing that all season.
Right.
What there had not been is him taking the next step and dribbling in to cave your defense in, where you're getting assists, you're getting dunks. You're just, Tice wasn't able to do anything other than foul out.
If he could do that in a half court set where he's breaking you down off the dribble at that size, getting into the paint and then distributing to all the 3-point shooters, that's a wrinkle we have not seen. That's a wrinkle that is going to certainly help the Heat. I was not aware that Bam was capable of doing that.
Well, this is the thing that you have in front of you right now with the Miami Heat. And I know nationally, I'm just guessing that everybody's going to be picking the Lakers. Because LeBron James is LeBron James. He's the best basketball player I've ever seen. I'd be scared to pick against him under any circumstance.
Everyone except Stan Van Gundy.
But Stan Van Gundy is pointing out the way that Miami is playing that is interesting. And the thing that we've talked about here before is that Jimmy Butler, you cannot win a championship if he is your best player. But what you have seen in the last two games was sort of a fast forward button pressed on the last two victories on Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, where it's like the team is being handed to them in the most critical moments. The ball, the team, the season, like Jimmy's also involved with that, but you're getting a usage rate out of them that you have never seen. Tyler Hero just put up a game, we told you about this, that is better than any playoff game that Jason Tatum has ever had or Joel Embiid has ever had or Jaylen Brown has ever had. And then never mind that. Now, Bam Adebayo just had one of these games that only like Charles Barkley has ever had, where it's get out of the way. Everyone move out of the way. Here, it's his time. He's going to foul out your center, and he's going to keep doing things at the rim, and he's going to have the best game of his season at the most critical time.
32 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists on 11 of 15 shooting. That is, Bam's been great. That is the best game.
He was an all-star this year. He has not played that game this year for them, and he has not been trusted like that is what I'm saying, though, because now the question becomes, yes, LeBron can knock down, he can lock down Jamal Murray at the last 5 minutes of an important juncture, but who's he going to be asked to lock down in this series in the last 5 minutes of a game, because he can lock that person down, but what about the fact that what you're seeing, and it's the only way that he can win. This is the only way that he can win is if in four of the next seven games, Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo are better than Jimmy Butler. Like they become better players right in front of your eyes. Where Jimmy Butler in season during a pandemic is becoming your third best player in the last five games. Like, because LeBron will take him away. LeBron will take away Jimmy Butler at the end of games if that's all you've got.
Right, but he can't take everything away. I mean, he can't. The Heat have too many options. Yes, the Lakers have the two
best. Too many options, Lakers. Too many options. Stugatz, go ahead. Pick it. Pick it, Stugatz. You can pick it.
Heat and five.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Felt good.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
You want to pick it? You want to pick it? You want to pick it? You want to pick it?
I got to talk myself into it. Mike still hasn't picked the Celtics series.
Good pick, Stugatz.
Yeah. Thank you, coach.
So a couple weeks ago, Stugatz's Jets, and we'll get to Christine Lisi in a second, Stugatz's Jets ended up on like the first play of the game, a toss sweep, or one of the first plays of the game, allowing an 80-something yard pass, and then yesterday started with his offense off the field. I'm sorry, an 80-yard run. And,
correct.
Yesterday started with the Jets' offense on the field, and then the first drive, like a minute and a half into yesterday, pick six.
Yep. I've stopped watching them. I have. There's no reason to watch. I'm miserable. It's the same thing. I feel like I'm watching the same game every single weekend. And it's just a tough watch. And so we'll see what happens here to Adam Gase. Dan, I'm telling you, I am friendly with the Jets head coach. I've waited my entire life to be friends with the Jets head coach. I'm going to go from being friends with the Jets head coach to being friends with the Jacksonville Jaguars offensive coordinator. I mean, it is done. It is over. Adam Gase, I am sorry. Pack your bags.
Wow. Okay.
It's my friend too. I like Gase, but I have to separate, you know, him being my friend and what a terrible job he's doing as the head coach of the New York Jets. A terrible job. Not prepared. Team does not want to play for him, and I am tired of it. Love you, pal.
This is from at FPG Chase. Yesterday's game, the 30th time Gase's team has lost by double digits. He's got 30 career wins. Wow. So he has lost by double digits as much as he has simply won NFL games.
I mean, the Colts defense scored 16 points. The Jets offense had 7. It's unbelievable.
I mean, New York football, it's Buffalo. That's all you got. Like, you guys don't have anything with the Giants or the Jets. It's an atrocity. Do you know how many guys were out for the 49ers yesterday and they drubbed the Giants at home by 25? I'm sorry, Christine. She's a happy football fan. She's got Josh Allen. She's a Buffalo Bill. We interrupted you.
it's a good day. And finally, a cow isn't technically a cow until it's had at least one calf.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Until then, it's just a heifer. Speaking of heifers, Dan, back to you.
Oh, wow. All right. Out of the heifer. Huh?
Thank Josh you. Josh Allen.
Thank you. Yes, Josh Allen has been very good. I can't imagine how much Christine enjoyed the end of that game, even though the refs cheated. And
oh, what a terrible call. What a terrible call.
But the Bills were totally dominating until they weren't. And Josh Allen does look great. So put it on the poll already because I just hesitate to just fully apologize and fully be wrong simply because, Stugatz, I might be willing to go the other way for a 12th straight time on Kirk Cousins. I flip-flopped so many times on whether he's a good quarterback or not.
Yeah.
But put it on the poll at Lebatard Show, Billy. Who's more wrong? Dan saying Josh Allen was terrible or Colin Cowherd saying the Miami Heat couldn't shoot? Because this is something that you're seeing in the finals that is really rare. Colin Cowherd and Stephen A. Smith during this season didn't know who was playing for this basketball team. Stephen A. Smith was reading both finals teams weren't in the playoffs last year. And so you had a national media feel. Charles Barkley said nobody fears the Miami Heat. That's after seeing them through the season.
Correct.
In the middle of the season, Colin Cowherd said that team can't shoot. You just saw how they shot the Celtics right out of the building on their one good shooting night in that series. That team can absolutely shoot. Like, there's no question about what Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero do and what that will grow into. Like, you could say whatever you want about the projections, but you'll never be able to say it can't shoot. Like, that's not anyone who's watched the Heat play. And Stephen A. Smith, our basketball guy, nobody questions his basketball credentials. Stephen A. Smith was obviously, during a segment on the radio, obviously just Googled their roster and was just sort of reading off of it, learning on air in front of us what was on that team.
Which was progress, because for the first couple of months, it was Jimmy Butler and them boys.
Yep. I mean, in fairness to Stephen A., this barely happens in the NBA, where if you have the best players, you're the team that advances to the NBA Finals. No one expected this, not even us, from the Heat. I mean, it was just hard to see this coming.
But if they're being honest, I don't think the Heat expected this either. We'll talk to Tyler Hero about it. He's irrationally confident. He's fearless. He's going to be on with us in an hour. But I don't think, I mean, you could pay some lip service to that. But to Jimmy Butler is saying now that they could beat anybody, but you don't think Jimmy Butler signed here a year ago thinking, well, yeah, I'm going to win the championship this year. I'm going to play for the championship in the finals.
Well, that's interesting. I don't think that he thought that, but you've always talked about how these guys at the highest level of competition do think that they're the reason. They could be the guy, the piece, the missing piece that takes a team to a title.
Are you from the outside trying to apply reason, looking at a competitive competition and saying Jimmy Butler can't do something because Spo gave voice to it? After the game, this was a play for now. They didn't even sell him on the future. It was all culture, all competition, agreeing there, and Jimmy Butler just telling him 20 minutes into the dinner before they could even give their pitch, which I'm sure was about the future and adding superstars to him. He said, by the way, I'm in. Before the pitch came, he was just, oh, we're identical in how we view things. This is the right fit for me. This is a fit for now. And they like their chances all season long against Milwaukee. And after you got past Milwaukee, why not us?
So Riley didn't have to pull out the rings and dump them on a table?
No, Spoke said they didn't even go into the pitch.
Amazing.
Tony, did Cowherd, what else did Cowherd say about the Miami Heat?
It was in a tweet, Dan. He was talking about going back and forth with people on Twitter saying that the Heat have a low ceiling, and that's part of the thing, because they can't shoot, and just obviously wasn't watching.
I found interesting what has happened on ESPN just generally, right, where, I don't know, the last 10 years or so, the fandom of what used to be some kind of objectivity, or at least the illusion of objectivity, has gone away. As you know, many of you watching television now know where our allegiances are, the people who used to pretend to be objective on stuff. And I have noticed in Los Angeles that there is a bit of cheerleading amid the Los Angeles media, because LeBron is over there. There's been a bit of cheerleading for the Lakers. So we're going to pull on the other end of the rope over here.
Miami and L.A. You got Magic Johnson, famous Laker, asking Dwayne Wade, famous Miami Heat player, who he's rooting for in this series because he's such close friends with LeBron James. And what is it that Dwayne Wade had to say? Magic Johnson with a hard-hitting journalistic question. Basically, this is what the finals is going to be. Magic just asked the hardest question any of us are going to ask. The rest of us are just going to be fawning all over people.
Yep. At Magic Johnson on Twitter, the million-dollar question is, who will Dwayne Wade be cheering for, his former team, the Heat, or his best friend, LeBron James? Dwayne Wade responds, we call this a win-win, but it's Heat Nation over here. I don't like the qualifier of win-win. I mean, if the Heat lose, you don't win.
Well, you were saying during the break as well that you didn't believe him and that you thought
he's rooting
was
for LeBron.
Which is
you don't qualify it by saying it's a win-win, but it's Heat Nation over here. If you're just rooting for the Heat and don't care about LeBron, you just say the Heat. Duh.
Well, you're funny though, because last week you were willing, and somebody pointed this out on Twitter because they said, "Really, Stugatz? After a lifetime of lies and treachery, you believe Roger Goodell when he says I'm sorry immediately for 4 years of lying? You believe Roger Goodell, but you don't believe Matt. You don't believe Dwayne Wade.
Now, if I'm Wade, I turn that around on Magic. You're rooting for the Lakers or your best friend Pat Riley?
Yes, you
can. How about that?
Yes.
How about that, Irvin?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Irving.
I feel like Dwayne doesn't want the Heat to win, right? Just because he wants LeBron to win, but then what happens if Udonis Haslem wins a fourth ring, then he has more rings in Miami than Dwayne Wade does, and no one's won a championship in Miami without Dwayne Wade, and the first year he's gone, they win without him. I think it's fair to say he's rooting against the Heat.
I thought you called him Irving Magic Johnson, like, because some people are pointing out here on the Jewish holiday that you look like a mess, that you shouldn't be skipping services. And I just thought, because you've been starving and because you haven't quite been yourself today, I just thought that you called him Irving.
Irving Magic
Irving
Johnson.
Johnson's a totally different player. Irving Jen.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
Irv? Irv Johnson.
IRV. News from the Dan Le Batard Show Nation. Someone has just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. Who is it, Dan?
Oh, my fault. I didn't know that that's how we were doing it. I thought you just threw it to me and we had a sponsored segment and I just read something from Twitter. So I'm going to read this from, we'll fix it over time. We're just learning about this the first time that we're doing it as they sponsor everything and make us a NASCAR.
I was told I'm supposed to say, who is it, Dan?
Okay, well, it's Mark Agee and he writes, what a rickety bleep upside down country where you can do a coup via the post office. I can watch VR porn while I summon a pizza by grunting at an Alexa, but I got to vote the same way a Revolutionary War soldier sent horny poems to a girl he met at a witch drowning. Now, Dr. Pepper imaging or no?
No, I already read that. I don't know.
Okay, so that we're done with that?
Then? Yeah.
We're going to have Sugats read these going forward, all right?
Yep.
So Tyler Hero is going to join us.
I've never had someone yearn for me reading, but I'm good. I'm good with that.
I heard the execution, I thought. You sure about that? Yeah. We're going to go ahead and change this one up next time. Okay.
Tyler Hero going to join us at 11:30. Do we have the sound of Michael Eaves choking? Has that come through yet? Is Michael Eaves choking? Is that some sound we can go to?
Greg Olsen, 11-yard gain, first down, drive continues. Less than 2 to go in the game. Wilson. Excuse me. Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. Mike calls it in. 38-31. The Seahawks take the lead. Right.
That's good help there, though.
All right. Well, that is good help. A good teammate getting there late through the coughing. I do love that he belched an excuse me in there, and I'm thinking that it reminded Mike of the same thing that it reminded me of, which is the Bomani Jones show. He's talking to his producer when he yells, help me, but there is, I think, an excuse me in there.
Welcome back to the right time. My name is Bomani Jones. Thanks for listening on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Excuse me. Help me.
Welcome back to The Right Time with Bomani Jones.
Yes,
here.
Shannon getting
Shannon
in there.
By Brian Windhorst, our insider at ESPN here very shortly.
I'm good. Something got caught down my throat. Sorry about that, Brian. In the meantime.
Do you have any sound of Adam Schefter joking back there? You do?
Delhomme has thrown 9 picks in his last 2 games, going back to the playoff loss to the Cardinals. Should he be looking over his shoulder, Adam?
Well, he's really struggled here in Carolina. There's no question. Sorry, Sage.
Sorry, Adam. Take a glass of water there, Adam Schefter. It's all right. This is what happens when we have Adam Schefter on 24/7 here on Sports Center. Get back, Adam. You know what? We're gonna give him a break. Poor Adam Schefter.
All right. This is a tough competition here between these three sounds. We will get for you some sound of how Stugatz and Cody are not quite the teammates that you saw there rushing to a fallen comrade side.
Because what you notice in those three examples is their teammate was really there for them. Okay. This happened to me once. You were gone. It was, you know, I didn't ask for any of this, that portion. It was like 6 weeks vacation hiatus. And I choked. We were talking to Ethan Skolnick. And unlike the other three examples you've heard where there was great teamwork, Greg Cody did nothing for me.
Yeah.
He didn't even notice.
Yes. We will get back to that sound in a little bit. But in the interim, I think we also have to throw in some Lou Holtz sneezing as well, but yes. We could probably talk for a minute. We could talk for a minute about the NFL because, you know, some crazy stuff happened yesterday, Stugatz. The Cowboys-Seahawks game was crazy. That happened to the Falcons again. Kyle Rudolph made a ridiculous catch in the end zone. Josh Allen broke 3 tackles and face masked a dude.
Everyone blasting Doug Peterson for punting for a tie, but a tie might be very important in that division.
The Washington first place football team without a name. How is that possible?